We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.925 Rolling into the Royals. 6-1 losers last night, but you know what? We got to change the focus on how we look at the Royals. And if you just in passing looked at the score and just rolled your eyes and shook your head, I get it. Mm-hmm. What are they, 3-10 now or something like that? 3-10.
Yeah, they're in a bad way.
I get it. But you know what? We have seen over the last two nights against a very good lineup, two really pretty damn good starting pitching performances. And I know that this is a crawl before you walk kind of take. And I don't mean to sound overly hopeful or grasping for things, but you got to change the focus about the way you look at the Royals right now. And starting pitching is a pretty good place to start. And I'm pretty hopeful, Shane. I watched this kid in his opener. I watched him for about three and change last night. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked good. I want to see him get his first pitch, command his first pitch for a strike a little better. But I like it. His stuff and his confidence is good.
Yeah, Chris Bubich was, for as much as he just grinded through his debut, he cruised through his six innings last night. Before we get to him, some roster moves and roster talk, I suppose. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce, but the roster limit for everybody shrinks by two starting today, doesn't it?
Correct. Yeah, okay, to 28.
We got to go down to 28. The Royals put two more guys on the IL before the game yesterday. It was funny and not ha-ha funny. Bubba Starling, who ended the series in Wrigley with a bullet right at Chris Bryant with a tying run at third, was in the original starting lineup last night. It changed two more times after that, and he's on the IL with no specific injury designation. And I still haven't heard anything. If somebody has, let me know of why. Glenn Sparkman went on the IL with forearm tightness. So he joins our list of dudes over on this other piece of paper that I got here with forearm strains or forearm tightness. So Sparky goes on the IL. Bubba goes on the IL. Hopefully more to come after some clarity. But do you hope that Bubba has COVID? I mean, is that better than an injury? I don't know. Because they didn't. They didn't specify why Bubba Starling is on the IL. But anyway, we'll get back to that when we get some more clarification. As I mentioned, when the Royals and Cubs were in Wrigley, Chicago starting pitchers have the best ERA, and their relievers have the worst. Problem was, Yu Darvish was a Cubs starter last night. And did you know, Yu Darvish, of those with the minimum of 150 games started, has the best strikeouts per nine innings rate in the history of Major League Baseball?
I did not know that. That's very interesting.
He has more strikeouts per nine in his career than Chris Sale, the big unit, Max Scherzer, or Steven Strasburg. Those are the guys that are behind him.
Pretty interesting.
11.12 strikeouts per nine for Yu Darvish. That's the best ever. And you never really got the feeling last night that the Royals would put anything together against him. Now, he didn't strike out the world last night. He only had four in seven innings. But he's a guy that seemingly has about nine pitches, never gets rattled, really preys on the greed of the hitter. You know, so often he allows you to get yourself out. He gets you guessing. And even when the Royals had two on and nobody out in the third, you got the feelings like, all right, if we get one here, that'll be okay. And sure enough, he got wit to hit into a double play with runners at the corners and nobody out. They had to settle for that one, and they didn't get any more after that. Yu Darvish is a bad man. Let me just say that right now. And he only gave up one in seven innings. And by the time he left, the Cubs had a 4-1 lead and added a couple more unearned runs, which, again, after a good series defensively at Wrigley, they had two errors last night, the Royals did, and sure enough, bit them in the butt. It led to three unearned runs of the four that they gave up at the very end of the game. But let's talk about Chris Bubich. Six innings, two runs, three perfect innings to start the game, six strikeouts, two walks, 52 strikes out of 88 pitches. The only glitch he had was in the fourth inning when he was facing the Cubs for the second time. Again, he went nine up and nine down and made it look really easy. But as you mentioned, Bruce, this is a veteran lineup. This is a solid lineup. This is, in different ways, as effective a lineup as Bubich faced with Chicago White Sox, Southsiders. Yeah. And the beginning of his undoing, if you want to say so, was a really professional at-bat by Chris Bryant. And as I was making my notes in the fourth, I wrote down something about command issues from Bubich in the fourth. But after further review, Bryant leading off the fourth with a wide-open right side of the infield just shot a four-hopper into right field. Really nothing that Bubich could have done differently.
No.
Maybe besides get ahead of him, but whatever. You know, we're splitting hairs here with him. And he just took what the defense gave him, Chris Bryant did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe he walked Anthony Rizzo, and that maybe was the cardinal sin of the inning. But after that, Javier Baez hit a parachute to right field that landed just inside the chalk. And thank God Baez was dogging it because he just ended up at first base. And then Bubich got a double play from Contreras. And, I mean, there were no high exit velo balls in the inning. And he ended up giving up two runs.
There was nothing egregious. They dinked and donked a couple of things off of him, and Chris Bryant, by the way, does he get too much credit or does he not get enough credit?
I don't think he gets enough.
See, I don't either. I'm with you.
He's Nolan Arenado light. He's not in that stratosphere, but you'd be damn glad to have him as your third baseman without question.
And I know he's not hitting much so far, but God, he's just a – he just knows how to hit, and you never feel comfortable with him. And he was he in the one hole? He was leading off last night, right?
It's Bryant and then Rizzo, 1-2. Yep.
Yeah. That's an interesting top of the order, isn't it?
It is kind of weird.
It really is.
But no hard hit balls against Bubich in the fourth, he bounced back and put up zeros in the fifth and the sixth. So got out of there after six. To your point, and I wholeheartedly agree, did not pitch like a 22-year-old making his second start. Flashed a three-pitch mix. Not just your typical soft-throwing lefty, because he reached back for 97 in the first inning to strike out, who was it? Got Baez looking, I think. And struck out six and only walked two. So that was the story, really, last night, was Chris Bubich. And he's one of the few three up for the Royals, along with Scott Barlow, who has, I believe, led the American League, if not the entire major leagues in appearances. He went three up and three down in the seventh to keep the game at 2-1. And then Ian Kennedy continues to, I don't know if he's not getting roughed up necessarily, but he's got a lot of traffic on the base paths when he's out there. And this might speak to our questioning of Mike Matheny of taking a guy out of his role and asking him just to be flexible and you pitch when I ask you to pitch. This may be one of those cases where it backfires because Ian Kennedy just doesn't look all that comfortable. Now, of course, Michael Franco, with two outs and nobody on, babied a throw over to first base and bounced one in there for an error that led to two runs. Of course, they were going to score two runs after that. But that was inexplicable. Right. A big league third baseman, throw the ball over there and get out of there. Kennedy would have had a 1-2-3 inning. But, of course, every mistake that the Royals make gets magnified right now because they're just not in a good
way. That's because bad teams. That's what happens to bad teams.
Yeah. And you don't, you don't survive it. You don't get away with it. And they're not. So let's hear from Mike Matheny, shall we? He has a take on Chris Bubich's. It's a shame that he didn't get more run support, and he's certainly right about that.
We've been so excited about how he carried himself. The hits he gave up were, you know, a couple of C&I singles and a bloop. And he keeps guys off balance because he's just got so many things he can do. And the ball was jumping out of his hand today. It was effortless. He had a better rhythm. It was a great start and just a shame. A shame we couldn't get him more support right there and give him a win or at least a great opportunity to walk him out of there spitting the hook.
All right. So Matheny goes on to say that maybe the Royals are going to have to start playing small ball, which is interesting because Kansas City has caught Boston for the league lead in doubles, which I don't know if that's an insignificant thing. It'd be one thing if they were leading the league in singles. I mean, there's nothing to that. But if you're getting some extra base hits, which they are, except for last night, I mean, like I said, Yu Darvish is a buzzsaw, and he was last night. But Matheny said that the Royals may have to start trying to manufacture runs.
We're going to have to figure out ways to put the pressure on the defense and to put the ball in play to where we are highly effective in those situations. And whether it's, you know, there's a few things that we've got to do extremely well. We've got to make plays. We got a situation we hit really well, and today both of those bit us.
All right, first of all, I'm going to give, and I'll criticize the Royals when I think they need it. I'll paddle their butts when they need it. Yu Darvish is not the guy to try to do that against, and he was on last night. But
total control.
You know, as much as I'm critical of Rex Hudler, when the Royals were going good, Rex would famously say, let's just keep the line moving. And he's right about that. And the Royals, when they're going good, are good at that, at moving runners, at making productive outs. At, you know, they asked Nicky Lopez to bunt with Witt at second base and nobody out in the third inning, and he failed to do it. Now, he ended up getting a hit, which kind of is a great deodorant. But couldn't lay down a bunt. Didn't do his job, and he's hitting ninth.
Yeah, and that dude better be able to lay down a bunt. Come on.
Amen. So anyway, when the Royals were going good, that's what they were doing well, and they're not right now.
Well,
but
they don't have one guy. They really don't have one guy in the lineup that's hot right now. Unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, Salvi's hitting the ball hard, but the results-wise, no, you're correct. And I was thinking about this last night, too. How many Cubs would you say or qualify as a professional hitter? I'd say Bryant is one. I'd say Anthony Rizzo is one.
Oh, he's definitely one.
And
Contreras is a good professional hitter.
And maybe Schwarber when he's going good. But there's a few, at least, that you just don't want to face. You don't want to face them at any time. Who's the Royals' professional hitter?
Well,
it's Witt.
It's Witt, and that's it.
That's kind of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Soler has kind of figured it out, but he still strikes out all the time. Now, I don't mean to be nitpicky of Soler because the guy hit 48 jacks last year. We'll certainly take that. And he's always a threat when he's at the plate. But you just don't get the feeling that if you need to punch out Chris Bryant or Anthony Rizzo in a big, big spot, that it's a given that you're going to be able to do it. You just don't.
Oh, I think guys go right at Soler.
Well, Darvish did.
Yes, he just and, went right after him.
You know, he went right after O'Hearn. He went right after Mondesi. Just, and I don't know if Dozier is the answer. I don't know if he will eventually qualify for that. I do. I have high hopes for him. I like Hunter Dozier. And he finished last year, or finished last year, whatever you want to say. Last year, had a quality year at the plate. Was one of the Royals' real threats. But right now, in spite of them kind of being in the middle of the pack, they're not the worst. They're certainly not the best in many offensive categories, besides not walking. These guys are allergic to a damn walk. That's another thing that that's another thing that differentiates the Cubs to the Royals. The Cubs will take their pitches, and they don't mind hitting behind in the count. It seems like the Royals are allergic to hitting with two strikes because they can't stand to get to two strikes. And this is different, this different philosophy too. It's not like this is Ned's bunch still around. John
no,
Mabry
you're right.
came over with Mike Matheny, and he's kind of teaming up with Terry Bradshaw as co-hitting coaches. And the more things change, the more they stay the same with the Royals' approach at the plate. And it's,
I know that there are other considerations, and we've talked about them. The clock starts ticking on service, all of these other things. How much better would the Royals be right now with Witt at second? I'm talking about Witt Jr. here now at second.
Oh, Bobby
instead
Witt
of
Jr.?
Nicky Lopez. Yeah. I mean,
you
think about how much better. Yeah. Think about how much better they would be offensively if you had Bobby Witt playing second base right now instead of Nicky Lopez.
Don't get me.
They'd
going
be a lot
on,
better.
Don't get me going on Nicky Lopez. I already told you about Nicky Lopez.
I know, but
he's not an everyday
see, I
second.
I want to like Nicky Lopez.
No, well,
I want to like
if
him.
You don't.
I want to like him, but for God's sakes, if you are trying to play a little small ball and do what I think is the right thing, and I know this is old school convention, get a guy that leads off at second, get him over to third to chip one away, and you can't lay down a damn bunt, and you're batting in the nine hole at a .190, and that's with the hit last night? Please.
No, don't push me on this Bobby Witt Jr. thing.
Sorry.
Man. I don't think I can I don't think I can die on that hill with you, but I can't completely.
No, I know. No, it makes no sense.
No, but
you're right. It makes no sense.
Yeah, but you make a point. I mean, you got to have more than just a pulse out there at second base.
Yes, you do.
That's an out. Right. Dennis, real quick, what do you got on the Royals? Thanks for the call and thanks for listening.
Yeah, the one thing I have, you talk small ball. I'll tell you what. One thing that I'm getting sick and tired of is Gordon not putting a bunt down third base and getting on base. Blew a run last night simply because he wouldn't lay a bunt down. And here's the third baseman almost playing to the second base bag, and he still won't put a bunt down.
And beyond that, can't have an at-bat like Chris Bryant had, where he just let the ball travel deep and inside out one and hit the ball the opposite field.
What Bryant did in the two-run
fourth inning. And if Gordon would have done the same thing short of bunting, he'd have had a 15-hopper into left field for a hit, too. Yeah, he's wearing on my last nerve, too, but he kind of has for a while. All right, we're late. We got to go. So let's come back with Cindy O'HR, our Twitter question. We had a historic bat flip at X Stadium last night by a current shocker, and thank God for the net. Jose Bautista was impressed with a bat flip by Hunter Gibson last night. We'll discuss that one. It's on social media if you hunt for it enough. It was an epic walk-off bat flip by Hunter Gibson. Talk about it at the NBC, Cindy O Twitter question, and continue with Shane and Bruce and Chad, Sports Daily on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.